A Florida judge will review the latest changes to the state's congressional district maps today. Amy Green reports that groups are urging the judge to redraw the maps himself.
Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis had ruled the districts unlawfully favor Republicans. He ordered the legislature to redraw them. Deirdre McNabb is president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, one of the groups suing over the districts. She says the new map still needs more work.
And the judge was very strong in his language. He used words like manipulate, conspire, shadow process. The legislature has got to bear the consequences of that kind of unconstitutional action.
The plaintiffs want the court to consider redrawing the districts. They say there's still time to hold elections this year. The districts are represented by Republican Dan Webster of Winter Garden and Democrat Corrine Brown of Jacksonville. Both districts include Central Florida. Primary elections are scheduled for next week. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
Five climate scientists were given 30 minutes with Governor Rick Scott Tuesday. They went to the Capitol to explain climate change and recommend actions to reduce the damage from rising seas. Earlier this summer, Scott told reporters he's, quote, not a scientist when asked whether he believes in man-made climate change. John Van Leer is an ocean sciences professor at the University of Miami.
You go to Big Pine Key and you find stumps of pine trees that were living, you know, 20 years ago that are now drowned and dead because they're standing in salt water. When the salt water comes up and you're walking up to your ankles or knees in it, you know, you don't have to be very brilliant to understand that sea level is rising.
The group told the governor there's little doubt among scientists that humans are at least partly to blame for warming temperatures. They asked him to take steps to quickly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, like eliminating coal-burning power plants in favor of more solar power. Anna Aliagro, the political operative at the center of a criminal case involving former Congressman David Rivera, pleaded guilty Tuesday to violating federal campaign finance laws. Her trial had been scheduled to begin Monday, a day before the Republican primary election for Florida's 26th congressional district. Rivera, one of five candidates on the ballot, is running for his old seat. For the first time, prosecutor Tom Mulvihill confirmed in open court Tuesday that Rivera is the unnamed co-conspirator A, who, along with Aliagro, secretly funded the 2012 Democratic primary campaign of Ringer candidate Justin Lamar Sternad. Rivera continues to deny wrongdoing and has not commented on the trial. Florida's main retirement account for state workers, teachers, and other public employees is growing by a double-digit margin. State investment officials say the pension plan had a market value of more than $149 billion at the end of June. That left the pension plan with a nearly $17 billion increase. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.